Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. About 200 people gathered in Billings last Thursday to celebrate the groundbreaking of a new nursing education facility building for Montana State University's Mark and Robin Jones College of Nursing, paid for in part by a $101 million philanthropic investment. The two-story building will encompass about 26,000 square feet and will be constructed on land donated by the Billings Clinic and Intermountain Health St. Vincent Regional Hospital. Dr. Clint Seeger is the Billings Clinic CEO and Billings Clinic Logan Health Unified Health System co-CEO.
Healthcare is transforming rapidly, so the training programs have to continue to evolve and to be ready to educate nurses of what's new in healthcare. And we see some of the advances in healthcare. There will be training that these nurses will get that no nurses in the past had ever received in this training facility. This facility, it will be a top-notch training facility. It's only going to help us all to have better nurses into the future.
Keeping you connected. This is the Northern News Network.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
At a meeting Tuesday, Great Falls City Commissioners will consider a seventh change order for the new Indoor Aquatic Center and Recreation Facility in Lyons Park to Swank Enterprises for $31,135,057. The facility will be city-owned and managed, but will also help the military with water training needs for both Malmstrom Air Force Base and the Montana Air National Guard. The Canyon Creek School District on Billings' far west end is facing funding challenges, much like districts across the state. The district has not passed a levy in 20 years, but the board has now turned to a proposed $136,000 mill levy to try to avoid what could be drastic cuts impacting its fewer than 250 students. The 63rd Keep Montana Green Statewide Art Contest has announced its winners. The top three winners were chosen out of over 800 submissions, with all top three winners receiving cash prizes. They'll also be featured this year in Keep Montana Green Calendar. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.